on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. I have Janna Migdeath by Gucci with me tonight. The rest of the crew's off at Super Bowl parties or other things, so I guess this will be our silent Super Bowl edition.
We started right as it ended, so
that's
it
true.
Didn't even cut into it as long as you weren't at a party.
That's true. It was a very excellent game, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Impressive. What do you think about the halftime show? See, that's what I'm all about, the halftime show.
My wife and I were watching it, and we were actually kind of, it seemed like Madonna was very, very nervous.
It did. Didn't it look like she was shaking a bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then a couple of stumbles she had.
It
was just, other than that, I mean, the show itself was really well done. It made up for the fact that they had The Who and Rolling Stones, who looked like they should have never been up on the stage, you know, in that environment.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
maybe I was just
kind of redeemed themselves, but
the wardrobe mishap or something. I think I was waiting for something really big to happen, and I guess nothing really happened.
Apparently, though, I guess they had the middle finger incident.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Yeah, it was. I don't know the singers' names, but the two singers that came up, the two ladies.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know their names either.
And then one of them, I guess, flashed a finger at the crowd.
Yeah, something has to be done, you know. There's always got to be somebody to do something.
But it was really, I mean, I thought it was nice, too, the way that they did the intermingled songs between some of the pop stuff that's fresh today and what Madonna sang in her heyday and that stuff.
Exactly.
So it was good.
Yeah. It was cool. I always like watching how fast they take apart and put together a stage really quick for halftime shows are fun.
Yep.
Fun to watch.
Very true. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of had me thinking, you know, trying to figure out why in the world we didn't have a Super Bowl event this year.
Yeah, there was no special event, huh?
And you know, I got to thinking, you know, for me, all these other events that we have going on that I know lots of us are complaining about event fatigue again, and you know, and rightfully so. There's so much going on, and you're not sure what to do anymore. You know, in the past, you had one thing you did, you moved on, you went to the next thing, you finished that, you went to the next thing. Now, with everything being timed, and if you miss the timing, you miss out, and it's getting really convoluted. But I miss those kind of things that were timely, that kind of tied to what was going on in your world at the same time. You know, so they had the, you know, some of the movie things, and even though they were kind of corny, even like the Harold and Kumar, you know, it was timely. It was something you knew about. It was the football games. It was
It kind of brought you out of Mafia Wars and brought some of what's going on in reality.
Right.
You know, tie it in with life.
When you kind of felt like it was important to then to watch the game, even if you're not really a football fan, just to see if you're going to get the right loot.
Right. Why are you watching?
I just want to make sure I'm getting my Mafia Wars loot.
Get all my loot.
But it was, you know, I don't know. It was a little.
Well, I wonder if they're giving us a break or if we should be concerned. I don't know.
That's, you know, and I, you know, to their credit, I suppose they hear from everybody that they're tired of all the stuff going on. So if they threw one more thing at us, we probably would have screamed about it. But if they would have backed off a few things too in preparation for this to come, then, and they had plenty of time to know it was coming. Then I think
we could have built a stadium or something.
They could have done something fun. Yeah, that would have been fun. So
another property.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I wonder, you know, sometimes when we don't do something, we didn't do anything at Christmas either, right? There was no tree or anything this year.
No, they had, what did they have?
I don't even remember now either.
No, yeah, it's all a blur. There's so much stuff.
There's always more coming, too.
Yeah.
So anything happen? Anything change in Spockholm?
No, not really for us. Nothing's really changed.
I feel like a dork because now Mike writes in that there was the opening the gifts thing at Christmas. We forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It is a blur.
Good point, Mike. Glad we got you in the hopper.
Thanks, Mike.
With that teletype available to you.
Yeah. if you could only type faster.
He's like our Madden. He sits in the control booth and sends in the signals. I probably have more of a rant tonight from not necessarily Spock home, but it's an observation in the game, and it's a bug, and it's bugging the pants off me.
What's that?
In the extreme missions, you have to win 12 wars. Well, Jen's already found out that you can no longer get classified as a win by winning a headshot in a war. So that removes one opportunity for you to actually win your wars. Well, the other is you win wars by actually declaring war on somebody, and then you actually win that war, then you get credit for it. The problem is you don't automatically get credit when you win. So what happens is, unless you go to your actual declare war page and then let it trigger the win, you won't get credit for it. Well, I found out now there's even more complicated, because my workaround doesn't work anymore either. And there is a specific scenario when it doesn't work. And here's how it plays out. I declare war on somebody. I go to my declare war page to go collect on my war. Well, if somebody else declares war on me first, and they win a war against me before I've had an opportunity to collect on my win, then I actually lose. And I don't get credit for the war. And so I've had now an opportunity in this 5-win scenario that I'm supposed to have. I've had at least 5 instances where I have actually won a war, but I have not been able to go collect on the war and be able to get my credit.
And did you talk to customer service?
I did. And when I went to customer service about it, I was told that they were going to investigate it, and they were going to investigate my account to figure out what was going on. And I said, this is nothing new, and this should not come as a surprise. This is a bug in the system. And the problem all revolves around that when a war is won, credit should be immediately given. And it doesn't work that way. So until they fix that, it's going to continue to be a problem, you know, and I don't know what they're going to do about it. But what made me so mad about the customer support issue was, you know, he gave me some loot and he gave me a stamina refill. Well, 2 of the items of the loot he gave me had no bearing, couldn't have done anything for me. It was useless. So I kind of joked about the fact that I didn't, you know, need it. And, you know, he's like, oh, I understand. I'm like, then why'd you give it to me? It's almost like an insult. I'm already frustrated enough about the fact that I got stuff that I've done in the game to play the way that they want us to play, and I don't get credit for it. And then here you are screwing me with some stupid crocodilians. So... anyway, so I respond back and, you know, fully lay out my scenario, and he says, well, we'll investigate it and get back to you. And, you know, in typical Zynga fashion, that is as good as saying, well, we don't have any idea and you're never going to hear from us again. And that's probably what made me more mad. And then when it happened again to me today, of course, it just fired me up even more. So I'm just not in a good state of mind as a result of this ongoing bug that doesn't seem to get replaced or addressed.
Now, were you on live chat, or was this an email?
No, I was on live chat. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I just, you know, and I don't ever go to live chat expecting to get anything, nor do I ever want anything from them. I just want my problem fixed. I could care less about a stamina refill. I could even care less if they ever gave me reward points. It doesn't matter to me. I'm there to solve my problem, and my problem wasn't addressed. And I'm not the only one that's having this issue, but other people probably aren't aware of how much of an issue it really is.
And that's what I'm thinking with me, is that I have noticed people declare war right after a war finished with me, but I don't think I pay attention enough to notice if I wasn't getting count for it.
Yep. Well, watch it now, because you'll notice that if you don't go ahead and you don't collect up on it, and I call it collecting because you actually have to go to the declare war page, wait for your little pop-up window to pop up that says you won the war, and then all of, you know, and the item that you actually managed to win, and then you'll see your meter kick off on your wars.
And I don't like that. I hate that when that pops up and I'm trying to help somebody else really quick or something.
Yeah.
There may as well just be a collect button.
And I don't understand why. And I mean, this is... I don't want to make this all about rant tonight, but I don't understand why, for like those type of things, why they even have to pop up. I say this 100 times. You know, if you're going to declare war on somebody and you win and you get a splash damage or whatever, why does it have to be a pop-up?
Exactly.
I mean, just open it in a little space above where the war, declare war thing is, and then just let people do whatever it is they have to do from there. I don't get why everything has to be a flipping pop-up. That just drives me batty.
They love their pop-ups.
They do indeed.
So, but they have chilled a little bit on the pop-ups in the past. They used to be a lot worse.
I agree with that. That's true.
They're always going to be annoying. I don't think we're going to get around that unless they just got rid of them.
And maybe someday. I don't know.
I still like the opt-out of pop-ups idea. That never took off.
No. Well, I guess they have it to a certain... Well, I guess you can... You always have the opt-out of pop-ups in some of the Spocklets.
I know. See, you get used to running things that way and then some forget about reality.
Well, you know what? I don't really have any pop-ups anyway until you're playing on another machine and you're not running the same things. But
you're like, who broke my game?
Where'd all my pop-ups come from?
Wow, things have changed. I know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So.
Oh. Well, that is a drag. Hopefully they'll take care of that for you. Yeah. I don't think they will, but I hope they will.
Yeah, probably not. But, and then, you know, as far as the game itself, I hadn't noticed anything since the last show, and Jen covered a tremendous amount last show of the stuff that's gone on. You know, I haven't seen anything that stands out. I mean, other than some, like, marketplace loot, and they had a new, the group item thing. They had that wolf or whatever that thing looked like. It was actually a horribly looking thing, and then they had
It looked what is that thing called, the short-eared fox?
That's what it was. Yeah,
it's creepy looking.
It is. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's almost like it's plastic looking. It looks like plastic. That's what I was trying to think. Looks like a plastic item. And then they had the new collector's item that came out too. That actually looked kind of cool, but I wasn't going to spend the reward points on it.
Yeah, I just don't have them to burn. I never even got the heavy metal crate that I wanted, so.
Yeah. Well, they'll be on sale before too long, I imagine, but.
I'll wait for that eventually. Yeah. Eventually, I'll grab one, I'm guessing. Yeah.
But I guess we're all just plugging away trying to do the hangar and all this other nonsense. And
Begging for parts constantly.
Yeah.
Is it time to beg yet?
Nope, not time.
Oh, man.
Not giving in. I'm on level 7. I've got 5 more to go on level 7. And what? We've got 7 days left. I figured I'll make it to about 12 this time.
Well, I'm on level 8, and I posted for parts last night, and Mike Nestor made fun of me for only being at level 8.
Oh. Well, there you go. He's going to make even more fun of me, but I refuse at this point to go my begging route I did last time. I am not going to do it. Ain't going to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. I'm not worried about it. Whatever. I really don't care.
Yep.
I'm tired of all the properties, really. They need to chill on that.
Yeah, well, and they need to provide some mechanism for us to go back and do it over. We've talked about that before, too. I did go back in and start up the Smuggler's Haven after the last
one. Did you?
Yeah, I finished.
Would
it
that
in
cost
about
you 35?
Hours. Yeah. 35 reward points. But it was well worth it for the amount of skill points you get out of the deal. So
is that over now?
Found it worthwhile. No, that's the one that you can go back in and keep redoing over and over again.
Oh yeah, there's 3 days left, I guess, of Smuggler's Haven.
So
I have not gone back to do that. I don't know why not, but I guess I could.
Yeah,
I have
you gotta spend the reward points, so if you don't want to do that, then
yeah, I really don't have them. I guess I have no choice.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen. So anything else?
No, I don't think so.
You got a big week planned?
No, just work stuff. Work. Work and no play makes Pete a dull boy.
Luckily, you have Mafia Wars.
That's right. Fill the gap. Yep. No, but no, not really. So, is there much going on in the family life?
You know, I've been extremely busy in real life, so not a lot that I know of. A lot of family battles.
Seems like a lot of people are going through the properties pretty quick. Even though you have to collect the new items, those reinforced concrete.
Mm-hmm.
I was noticing even like our family, the Spocks, we're up to level 3 or 4 now on the bunker. And I'm like, well, that's moving pretty quick.
Yeah, it does move quick at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, right. True. Until you start needing up to 20,000 items.
I know. I just wonder, there's the third one showing there. Do you think it'll stop at that?
I think it's kind of designed on the screen to be the last one. But
I hope so. But yeah, we thought that with New York properties.
Not that they can't throw a slider in there and then have another one slide across the screen. So
make it just as busy as possible.
Yeah. And then they still, you know, with the reducing the gift collecting limit back down to the 250, it does make it a little bit more of a struggle to decide on which items you really want for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wondering if they're ever going to bring back, you know, Cuba and
Moscow
and Bangkok. you know, it would be interesting to see them bring him back. And even if the, you know, I always liked the Italy and Vegas style of the layout of the screen, but it did make me wonder whether or not if they did choose to bring him back, if they'd bring him back looking like more like Brazil.
I wonder too. I'm surprised they don't bring them back in the form of a secret, you know, like a, in a secret district like we did with Cuba.
Yeah.
Is that the one we did, I think?
Yeah, they brought Cuba back for that, or parts of Cuba or something back for that brief thing. Would be, the thing I think would be interesting, though, is if they brought them, you know, brought them back as the actual whole cities again, then now they've got an opportunity for other places to have these, you know, pay as you want to go for these special districts.
Right.
You know, so like the Smuggler's Haven, they can now have a separate one in, what do you call it? I just, you know, think the opportunities that they have to make things payable that people would pay for, they're not taking advantage of it when they've got so much stuff that they're for attempting to get people to pay for, and it, all it's doing is pushing them away from the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my two cents. I'm just a lowly Pistol Pete.
Oh, how sad.
On the totem pole of Mafia Wars.
You're pretty up there.
Yeah. I think I'm shooting, when I hit that 10,000 level mark, I think that then the game will be over.
Is that it? When probably, Pete hits 10?
Probably not. We said that about level 100 of fighting. Well, past that. I just keep wondering what's going to happen with all these items that are just lingering out there, like victory coins, and, you know, we've collected gazillions of them, and, you know, what do you do?
I know. They need to fix that, because I have nothing to burn that stuff on except for that energy refill.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the only thing I do with those coins. Well, that's all I can do.
True. Yeah, because you don't, the items are of no value anymore in there. And they said they weren't going to replace the items, which kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Then they should have some place you can spend the coins.
Mm-hmm. It's not, yeah, only weaker players can use that.
Yeah, maybe what they should do is allow you to buy marketplace items with the victory coins. But then that'll lead into their profits.
Into their money, yeah. Want to mess with the Zynga dollar.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I imagine this, for us, will be a very short show. Super Bowl night, so that kind of pulled some people away. So
yeah, it's been quiet today.
We wouldn't have heard from Chester tonight anyway.
Yeah, not on a football day, but maybe next week he won't have football or anything. He'll be bored.
We'll see what happens.
I doubt it. He's retired nicely. I'm kind of proud of him.
Yep.
He's done well.
Very true. So.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, do you got a shout out or anything?
No, I think I'd just give a shout out to the Spocktonians.
Right on. Spock on. Well, I'll give a shout out to all the Giants fans that are happily posting and drinking about Facebook today. So.
Yeah, they are going to be happy.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah.
So, not my teams, so I really didn't care.
Oh, either way, or...
I didn't care either way, yeah. Oh, okay. I really don't care.
There you go.
It's starting to be like properties. Just don't care. Anyway, well, have a good week.
Alrighty. That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get 'em crashing.